Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Paul Rasmussen. A lot of people will be talking about the NFL draft and the Steelers' first pick, Derek Harmon, defensive lineman from Oregon, and quite a story, as you may have just heard in our newscast with Paul. Also, Pope Francis and the funeral tomorrow, scheduled to start with coverage at 4 a.m. Eastern time, and the last day for those to pay their final respects, where they've had over 150,000 people walk by the Pope's casket. But at 8 o'clock tonight, they will close it up, and then they will proceed with the funeral, which will be an international event tomorrow. Joining us from the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport, Westmoreland County, he's the executive director, Gabe Bonzo, who's been there since they were landing biplanes. Maybe not quite that long, Gabe. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Larry. Sometimes I feel like it. It's the way it goes sometimes.
How are you doing? You guys have done a great job out there. You really have. Over the years, and I know that one of the things that's really exciting for you are the air shows, and I want to ask you about that too, coming up here in just a minute. But first, curious, because of the tariffs and the situation, we had heard that tourism, for instance, from Canada and airports and airlines have been cutting back. Well, you've been adding flights with Spirit Airlines at La Trobe. So what is the situation?
Well, it's different no matter where you're at. I'm sure that, when you're talking about airlines, you talk about capacity. And they, after COVID and after all that mess, the airlines increased capacity. So, yeah, the economy, there's always things that are jumping into the way. But I think the attitude has changed. I think the attitude about where people want to go and why they want to go there. We're a leisure travel market. I mean, that's what our business is, and that's what drives us. And it's a party. It's from the time you get here, we want you to have a good time. We don't want you to get hassled. You have free parking. We try to greet you with a smile on our face and do that type of thing. But this is leisure travel. This is what we have. This is our little niche of the world that we're providing service to. And I think people, after COVID, decided this is going to be a part of what I do. And no matter come heck or high water, and they do it. And for our market, haven't seen a downturn. And, Spirit had the bankruptcy thing and all those issues. And they came out of it. And one of the first things they did was announce more service to Fort Lauderdale. And quite frankly, we're ecstatic. We're ready to go. The people here are excited about serving that business. Myrtle Beach is is going to be every day. Fort Lauderdale's Thursdays and Sundays, sort of like dipping a toe in. And, you know, I think it's a bit of a new way of thinking. Yeah, money's tight, you know, all those things. But I think people have made it more of an integral part of what they do. Hey, I'm going to go on vacation. You know, I'm not going to put it off till next year. If they want to go for a couple of days down to Florida and Myrtle Beach, they're going to do it.
Gabe, could you give us an update on the terminal renovations? How are things going?
Oh, it looks awesome. The footings are in, and we're waiting for steel. And once the steel goes up, it's going to be great. You know, it's about a $25 million project.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's going to be nice. You don't have to go, once this is done, you don't have to go upstairs or downstairs or do anything. You walk straight into the terminal building, get your boarding pass, and you're going to the airline. So it'll even be more convenient. And it's going to be all new and shiny, and, you know, it's going to be quite the thing.
Well, you better invite me to the ribbon cutting out there, Gabe.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Wouldn't miss that for the world. But, yeah, we'll bring you out, and we'll feed you and make sure that you're happy before you leave. That's our goal.
That said, we're with Gabe Monzo, Executive Director of the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport, and you are putting on another big show this summer.
Yeah. You know, even with the tariffs, the Canadian snowbirds are still coming. So we're really happy that they're coming. They, you know, you talk about guys that know what their opportunities are. They love being out here. I remember the last time they were here, Mr. Palmer went around and shook each one of their hands, and he loved, you know, Arnie loved aviation. And boy, they thought that was just the greatest thing, that he took the time to make sure he went and said hello to every one of them. And that's going to be part of the show. There's the snowbirds are the primary act. We have F-16 Viper demo, and the guy flying that, I can't remember his name, but he's from Reading, so he's a hometown guy, and he's going to be happy to fly around the mountains instead of flying over the ocean. And I think it's we have class of 45. It's the old military P-51 and Corsair. And that Corsair, I think that's the most beautiful airplane. That was the one that was used to be in Black Sheep Squadron. I think that's the prettiest airplane that flies. And then those two are going to fly together. And it's going to be a great show. And we're really excited about having it. And, you know, we love to have fun. And, you know, it's going to be good.
You know, Gabe, I agree with you about the Corsair being that gull wing design is beautiful. Getting back to the snowbirds, though, they fly with formations of 9 aircraft. This is almost double what you will see in the air on the largest formations for the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds.
I'll tell you what, for the people that know aviation and know what it takes to fly in formation, it's an amazing thing to watch. It's a ballet in the air. And you know, you think that you have these machines and you have people in these machines and they practice. And, you know, we love the Blue Angels. We love the Thunderbirds. It's noise, it's bang, and their precision is second to none. But this snowbird operation is going to be something to watch.
Well, I got to thank you. And I've shared this with Paul. Thanks to you, Gabe. I got a chance to fly with the Thunderbirds, the Air Force's team, with an F-16, and then got to fly with the Blue Angels in an F-18. I mean, wow, those are two incredible moments in my life, and these air shows are a blast.
Oh, it brings a lot of pride to the community. The community, you know, it's not just the airport and the 300 volunteers we have here. The community really opens up the doors to say, hey, come on out, have a good time. Hopefully we have good weather. I'm going to make you in charge of that, Larry.
That's why I quit doing the weather.
So it's all up to you, Larry.
All right. Well,
we appreciate it, and we'll be happy to see everybody.
Yeah, the Westmoreland County Air Show. The dates, by the way, June 21st and 22nd right there at the Arnold Palmer Regional Airport in Latrobe. Gabe Monzo, you have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you.
Will do, Larry. And the tickets are on sale now. Any of your area shopping centers and all the shopping centers in the region have the tickets, and they're out there. So go get your tickets. Get ready for a show. How's that?
You got it, partner. All right. Gabe Monzo, just half kidding that he's been there since they were landing biplanes.